Rebecca, how are you going?
Hi, Danny. How are you?
I'm well, thank you very much. Thank you for taking the time this afternoon to have a chat with us. This is obviously an artwork with a rich history.
It's incredibly exciting for us to have this artwork with us here in Sydney. And, yeah, as you mentioned in your intro there, Narcissus Garden has been exhibited around the world on many occasions for around 40 years now. And, we've got it here in Sydney for a short time only. We're going to be displaying it at three of the Sydney Living Museums museums that we operate here in Sydney. And at the moment it's at the Museum of Sydney.
And I understand the other places, so it's there until the 18th of April, then from 24th of April to 23rd of May it's at Vaucluse House, and then Elizabeth Bay House from late May to late June. And that's sort of, and you've selected these locations to have it because that sort of, the surroundings there sort of amp up the narcissism, if you will, but they're rather opulent settings.
Absolutely. Ramps up the narcissism. The reason where we've brought this beautiful artwork here is that our theme for this year at Sydney Living Museums is reflections and identity. Hmm. So we're encouraging visitors to, you know, quite literally come and reflect on their identity, but also their identity within the spaces where they are viewing the artwork. And Vaucluse House in particular is going to be incredibly dynamic. It'll be in the grand drawing room and in the fountain there. But we also want visitors to reflect on the impact of those places, what they meant. The Museum of Sydney, some people may not know, is on the site of our first government house, built in 1788. So we really want people to reflect on those places and the impact they had on country and on First Nations people, you know, with the coming of these structures and the opulent interiors that came with them.
That's wonderful stuff. So it's amazing. So in each place you have it, it really changes the meaning of the artwork.
Yeah, it does. I mean, there's a consistent meaning, but it also changes across the locations. And, of course, it's just going to be incredibly beautiful. You know, there's around 40 sets of Narcissus gardening collections around the world. Ours has been kindly lent by the Queensland Art Gallery and Gallery of Modern Art, so they own this particular set. And it's often in ponds and lakes. I've seen it at the Rockaway Festival in an industrial interior. But rarely do you see it in a grand kind of rich interiors like we have at Vaucluse House.
And it is one of the...
Yeah.
Sorry. I was just going to say...
It's something quite different.
And it's one of those artworks that you can have anywhere. I recall sort of there at the Venice Biennale where it was first shown. Sort of there towards the end of it. Yayoi Kusama was selling them off for about $2 each.
Yes.
$2 a ball.
Yeah, and that was her... She was making a comment there on the commercialisation of contemporary art. So she was being a bit tricky and a bit sneaky, and it didn't go down very well, but she was very clearly making quite an intelligent comment about the whole process of the Biennale. And... Yeah, those particular balls, as you mentioned, were plastic. These days they are stainless steel. They weigh about 330 grams, the ones we have, and they're 17 centimetres in diameter. So they're quite light to manoeuvre around.
Wonderful. Well, it sounds really great. And if people want to find out more about what you've got going on, sydneylivingmuseums.com.au is the place to go to, Rebecca?
That's exactly right. Everything's there, the dates, everything you need to know. Everybody, come on down and enjoy it and try to see it in a couple of these locations because you'll get something different out of it every time.
Wonderful. And before I let you go, obviously it's been sort of a difficult year for people who are in the line of work that you're in. Is there light on the horizon, and does that mean that there's going to be even bigger and better things coming for
always,
the museum in 2021?
Always. Yeah, always bigger and better things coming at museums. We kept working away, all of us, across the cultural sectors here in Sydney, behind the scenes while COVID was happening, and always planning for the future and how we were going to come out of it and what we could bring to the people of Sydney and to enrich their lives. That's why we're there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on Friday Drive. I can't wait to see more about what's going on there at the Museum of Sydney. Normally, I don't really like to look at myself, but I might go to this and look at myself thousands of times at once.
Thanks, Danny. You can look at the other people as well.
Oh, I think that's just going to weird them out, Rebecca. It's probably best if I focus on myself. Rebecca Jones, Project Manager for the Narcissus Garden exhibition. That website to check out again, sydneylivingmuseums.com.au.